the 27th of January 2023. My name is Melanie and this is Jew episode number 3. We're talking today about how rich Donald Trump. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This article summarizes how rich Donald Trump is. Trump's wealth comes from his real estate empire, personal assets, and income from his businesses. After he became president, Trump's wealth decreased because of several organizations not doing business with him or his properties.
Donald Trump is a famous businessman who has built a real estate and brand empire worth billions of dollars. He graduated from the Wharton School of Business in 1968 and soon afterwards began working on his father's real estate construction business. Trump owns several property assets including golf courses, hotels, resorts and residential buildings. His organization, the Trump Organization, manages all his businesses. According to the famous magazine Forbes, Donald Trump is worth an estimated $2.5 billion as of 2021. Trump first made a name for himself as a real estate developer in New York City with his company Trump Organization. He then expanded into other areas such as entertainment and media with the production of TV shows like The Apprentice and Miss Universe pageant, as well as his book Art of the Deal that was released in 1987, which led to him becoming a household name worldwide. Since becoming president, Donald Trump has been able to use his power to benefit himself financially by making deals with various countries around the world that are beneficial to both himself and those countries involved. Donald Trump owns the Trump Organization, which is a great real estate company. Fred Trump, Donald's father, started the company in 1923 and it has grown exponentially since then. Donald Trump was able to facilitate his first project when he reopened the Commodore Hotel in Manhattan. Since then, Trump has opened and purchased many hotels and golf courses around the world. His real estate values have skyrocketed due to his investments into these hotels, such as the Grand Hyatt Hotel. The organization owns many skyscrapers and hotels across the United States, as well as other countries around the world. This includes vast real estate holdings, golf courses, and residential units. Tracking Donald's wealth is a difficult task because his net worth can change quickly due to the volatile real estate market. However, it is estimated that Donald's wealth is currently worth over $2 billion. He also owns many properties, notably golf courses and other clubs and resorts around the world. His real estate empire includes residential properties, commercial buildings and hotels. Fred Trump, Donald's father, put his total wealth at around $400 million and was able to pass down inheritance dividends to his son. Donald frequently boasted about his father's wealth, claiming it was in excess of $1 billion. Celebrity net worth estimate his current net worth at around $3.2 billion as of June 2020. Donald declared his candidacy for the 2016 presidential elections and boasted about a net worth of over $10 billion. However, Forbes estimated that it was only $4.5 billion back then. Trump's net worth has fluctuated wildly over the years. In June 2019, NBC News reported that Trump's financial condition was worse than he let on and that the president had put his own estimates of his net worth far higher than multiple outside sources. Bloomberg reported that Trump had filed his financial disclosures with the federal government in May 2019, placing his net worth at $2.1 billion, far lower than what he had previously claimed. Trump's bravado about his wealth has been called into question by Forbes magazine in a press release back in June 2019. The magazine stated that Trump's real estate holdings have declined by $600 million since 2015, and now stand at $3.9 billion, well below the figure Trump claims to be worth. Trump's campaign exaggerated his net worth, claiming it to be $10 billion. However, Forbes and Bloomberg estimated Trump's worth to be $4.5 billion and $2.9 billion respectively. This prompted Trump's executives to supply the magazine with documents that showed Trump's properties were worth more than previously thought and that his income from those properties was higher than estimated. As a result, Forbes raised its estimate of Trump's net worth to $7 billion. A subsequent article by Bloomberg revealed that Trump's actual income in the past year was around $600 million, a figure that indicates his true fortune is closer to $700 million rather than the billions as he had previously claimed during his campaign. It is also worth noting that Donald Trump has a history of personal controversies, and this has had an influence on his wealth. Before he was elected president, several organizations stopped doing business with the Trump brand. This resulted in the former U.S. president losing roughly half of his estimated
wealth, according to Forbes magazine, one of the world's most famous magazines. Trump's wealth comes from many sources, including real estate investments, golf courses, and licensing agreements. He has also built a successful brand that is associated with luxury products and services. Since he became president in 2016, Trump's net worth has grown significantly as he has become more involved in global business deals and investments. According to Forbes's most recent estimate, Trump's fortune stands at approximately $3 billion, making him one of the wealthiest people in the world. Trump owns a variety of luxury golf courses, an organization that includes the Trump Organization and his media endeavor Trump Media. His sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, also have stakes in the family business. With such vast wealth, it's no surprise that Trump often appears on the Forbes billionaires list. Precise values of Trump's net worth are hard to come by due to his multiple property holdings and media assets. He has long exaggerated his former wealth, and much of the Trump brand is attributed to extra value. His father Fred Trump had a lot of money, and his son Donald used it to invest in a number of money-losing ventures, including casino properties that required financial bailouts.
This has been Jew, Episode 3. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.